In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Amelia Rose Allen. Hello, Amelia Rose Allen.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great, but more importantly, how are you doing? How old are you?
I am 17 years old, just turned 17 last month. I'm doing good.
Just turned 17, you're doing great. I mean, your music is on the money, and you're currently on American Idol, so you can't beat that, can you?
Yeah, I mean, I really couldn't ask for a better start to 2019.
Nobody could ask for a better start. Now, where are you living? Where are you currently living?
I'm from Cornwall.
Okay, so you're in Orange County, and you live there with your family?
Yes.
I guess at 17, you probably do. Is your family a musical kind of family?
Yeah, my dad, he's a mastering engineer, which is like an important part of making music to the public, and my mom used to be a DJ on the radio. Yeah, I kind of grew up around music, and it's always been a really, really important part of my life.
Well, that's cool. So you had a lot of support in the arts from your immediate family, right?
Yeah, they're very supportive. They actually didn't want me to be involved in music that much when I was little because they know how hard of a business it is and, you know, how difficult it is to make a career for yourself. So they actually, at the beginning, my dad was like, oh, yeah, science and math, that will be good for her. And I was like, I want to go to a Broadway show. And then from there, it was just all of the dreams of Amelia the astrophysicist went down the drain.
Hey, it's something to fall back on. You never know. You can always be an astrophysicist, but in the meantime, it's about the music, right?
Yeah, yes,
they're trying to protect you. That's understandable, right? Where do you go to school?
Yeah, I go to Cornwall Central High School.
Do they teach astrophysics at Cornwall Central?
I have no idea. I left the science and math career, I think, in first grade, but...
And we're going to play your song called Afterlife, which is really cool, in just a bit. You're currently on American Idol, like the biggest the biggest contest performance television show there is, right?
It was a crazy, crazy experience. Being there in front of the judges, like singing for Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, and Lionel Richie.
Wow. Amelia Rose admitted you were nervous. I mean, who wouldn't be, right?
I think that I was very nervous. but in that moment, I was just kind of like, you know what? This could really jumpstart some stuff. This could really, you know, help me gain some exposure, experience. And also, not for nothing, I get to stand like 12 feet away from three of the biggest names in music right now. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. What was the overall experience like auditioning for American Idol?
The judges gave me great feedback. I got to meet them. Katy Perry said she really liked my hair and my style, and that was, like, really cool. Well,
is your hair, is it colored?
Oh, yeah, my hair is bright pink.
Cool. You do it yourself?
Sometimes. I get it done professionally, like, when I have something really important coming up, but the upkeep I do myself.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Amelia Rose Allen. Well, you mentioned, you know, those three great performers. Having the approval of those wonderful people is great, the validation, but really, just having it come from the fans at your live shows is probably the best, isn't it?
Yeah, the support that I get at my shows is crazy. We had a show in Cleveland, Ohio, and I had quite the handful of people from Cornwall drive, fly. 35 people came to see us from Cornwall.
That must be even better because in American Idol, you went to them. In this case, they came to you. Now, that's love.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the hometown support is wonderful. And, you know, I couldn't have asked to be from a more home-type town, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I love the Hudson Valley. Now, your song Comet is actually used in a traffic safety PSA.
Yes.
And kind of a disturbing PSA, I might add, right?
Quite. That's not really how I wanted my first commercial placement to be, but that's okay.
Well, sometimes, okay. You know, once the song is out there, you don't have a lot of control over how it's being used. Once it's given to the public, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about your song Afterlife. Tell me about that. How did it happen?
One night, it was really, really late at night, like 2 in the morning or so, and I really couldn't sleep. So I decided to write a song about how I really couldn't sleep, and I was just, because I've always had a hard time sleeping, and I've always been kind of like looking for a remedy for it, whether it be like, you know, lavender oil or meditation or whatever. Yeah, it's kind of about like, you know, trying to figure out what will help you fall asleep.
Nothing like a good night's sleep. You'll appreciate it more when you get older. Believe me, Amelia Rose. You mentioned live shows before. Do you got some coming up?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I have a show coming up in Long Island at the Amityville Music Hall. Oh, and I'll be at Newburgh Illuminated Fest.
Where can people find out more about Amelia Rose Allen?
Honestly, the best place to find information about where I'm playing or my new songs or whatever is honestly on Instagram at ameliarose.allen. or on Facebook, which is also Amelia Rose Allen. And Amelia Rose is one word.
Gotcha. Amelia Rose, good luck with everything. American Idol, hope it goes well. We're all rooting for you. When can we see more of you on American Idol?
I don't know, but you can watch it every Sunday. And if you see someone with bright pink hair, it's me.
You'll be the one. Here is Afterlife. Amelia Rose in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Good luck. Go get them, Amelia Rose.
Thank you so much.